Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees headed by Srivas Thakur also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Purport. It's the duty of all grihasthas to invite a sannyasi to their homes if he happens to be in the neighborhood or village. This very system is still current in India. If a sannyasi is in the neighborhood of a village, he is invited by all householders one after another. As long as a sannyasi remains in the village, he enlightens the inhabitants in spiritual understanding. In other words, a sannyasi has no housing or food problems even when he travels extensively. Even though Advaita Acharya was supplying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with prasad, the other devotees from Navadvip and Shantipur also desired to offer him prasad. End of the purport. Shiva sadiyatta brabur vipravaktagan bravake bikshadite haila samakaraman. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees headed by Srivas Thakur also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. So this is the very early stage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. And he is still at Navadvip. He hasn't yet moved to Jagannath Puri, and Advaita Acharya primarily is treating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inviting him to his house and cooking very luxurious feast for him. And then all other devotees, they also want to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their homes. And it is very interesting that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be the postgraduate study in Krishna consciousness, and yet the pastimes described in there are very simple, mostly prasadam taking pastimes. And so many pages are filled with the descriptions of what kind of prasadam they had and how they ate. And so we may wonder, what is the postgraduate study in there? Is it postgraduate study in cooking? But actually, the most important thing is love for the Supreme Lord. We can understand that there are three stages in devotional development, which are defined as Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. First, Sambandha, Gyan, means understanding, philosophy, understanding our relationship with the Supreme Lord, our position, and our duties towards Him. And Abhideya means the process, application of this knowledge in practice, which is Navavida Bhakti, 9 types of devotional service. And then Prayojana, the goal of it is to develop Krishna Prema, or love for the Supreme Lord, pure love. And this is why Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be the Prayojana, the goal of spiritual life, because it describes the topmost levels of love exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, topmost levels of divine love. And it is very important for us to see that love towards the Supreme Lord, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates experienced was including love, loving relationships amongst the devotees. And that's why in Nectar of Instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami, which is defined as the most important book which gives the essence of Krishna consciousness, and that was concluded by the British government, because when the movement just appeared in this country, secret services were very much concerned. What is this movement about? So they took their time and they actually studied all Prabhupada's books to understand what is Hare Krishna about. And then they concluded that out of all the Prabhupada books, the book which gives very short and clear definition what are the practices and the goal of this movement is Nectar of Instruction. So it's very short book, just 11 verses by Srila Rupa Goswami, but these verses are very important. And in the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami gives the definition of loving relationship amongst the devotees. Dadati, prati, grinati, guhyam, akhyati, prichati, bhunkte, bhajayate, chaiva, sadviti, priti, lakshanam. He says there are six types of loving relationships devotees are exchanging with each other. And first one is dadati, giving gifts or donations can also be there. Sometimes you might receive the gift you don't know what to do with. But if you give a donation to the devotee, he will figure out how to use it in the service of the Lord. And prati, receiving the gifts. Grinati, and so then guhyam, revealing our mind to the devotees, and akhyati prichati, and listening to the revelations. And that is very important, because sometimes devotees may want to share their hearts, or sometimes devotees might have some problem, could be confidential, and they want to hear some advice or get some guidance. And confidentiality, guhyam, is very important, because we know by experience, if you have some problem, you're revealing confidentially to a devotee, and next day it's all over the social networks. You will think not just twice, but many, many times before revealing your heart to another devotee again. Right? And so we can understand that confidential exchanges, confidential revelations are very important for proper development of relationships. And trust, faith in Krishna includes trustworthy relationships among the devotees, love and trust among the devotees. And if that love and trust is absent, then effectively there is no sadhu sangha. There can be sadhu sangha externally. Devotees might physically interact with each other, but if they don't trust each other, then basically the devotees are isolated. And so whatever the problems they might have, no one is able to help them. And so this position is very dangerous. And the two last of the six items are Bhunkte Bhajayate Chaiva. Devotees are sharing prasadam with each other, giving prasadam and taking prasadam. So, and it is very important that there are loving relationships among the devotees, because if we claim to have love for Krishna, or if we even want to have love for Krishna, then the first and foremost thing is to develop loving relationship with the devotees, because by the mercy of the devotees, we can get Krishna's mercy. And without devotees' mercy, there is no chance of getting Krishna's mercy. And of course, we know this because we sing every single morning, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi, that the most important devotee in each of our lives is supposed to be a spiritual master. And so by the mercy of spiritual master, we can get Krishna's mercy, and without the mercy of the spiritual master, there is no chance to get Krishna's mercy. And so, for this reason, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not only describing ecstatic manifestations of prema exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but also describes a lot of loving relationships amongst the devotees. And for this reason, some of our leaders, like Kadambakanda Maharaj, for example, feel very strongly that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very important book for all of us, because it gives practical examples of culture, of Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious culture. And if we think about it, culture is one single distinction which is the most prominent feature of a devotee. We have philosophy, we have culture. And we see, for example, from Bhagavatam, that even demons, some demons are very expert in philosophy. Like if you read the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, after Hiranyaksha has been killed, Hiranyakashipu is telling Vedic philosophy to his relatives. And he does excellent job. I think if Hiranyakashipu would be here today giving class, all of us would be mesmerized by his ability to present philosophy. So we can understand knowledge of the philosophy is not exactly the prominent feature of a devotee, but culture is very important. And Vaishnava culture is expressed, the sum substance of the Vaishnava culture is expressed in the verse Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted or singled out of all his teachings. As we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarized his entire understanding of Krishna consciousness in Shikshashtakam. And he highlighted the third verse of Shikshashtakam, prayers. Trinad api sunichana, taror api sahishnana, amani namanadana kirtanya sadari. That devotee is meant to be more tolerant, lower than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, always showing respect to everybody else and not expecting any respect towards oneself. And Kirtanya Sadahari means only if these conditions are met, then one will be able to always chant the holy name. And if we do not follow that culture of humility, tolerance, and respect, we might formally chant Hare Krishna, you know, our prescribed 16 rounds. Prabhupada was saying 16 rounds are bare minimum. And yet some devotees think that 16 rounds is maximum I can afford. After the 16 rounds are finished, devotees are very nicely packing the bead bag and putting it away, not to touch it till the next day. And that means, okay, we follow, we have some motivation to follow Krishna consciousness, whatever it may be. We understand that this material world is a miserable place, and if we chant Hare Krishna, we'll get Krishna's protection from misery. So that could be one motivation. Maybe we're looking for some improvements in our lives, and that's why we chant Hare Krishna. Or maybe we're just curious what will happen if I will follow this process. Or maybe we want to understand Krishna better. But these are just initial motivations. But what can actually help us in our spiritual development is following the culture. And the most important application of culture is serving devotees. And we can see that Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of that. And what happens if we serve the devotees, then if we serve the devotees, then Krishna becomes pleased. And then, if Krishna becomes pleased, as Shastra says, Tushtam Krishna Jagat Tushtam, when Krishna is pleased, everyone is pleased. So we feel enthusiasm and we feel happiness in Krishna consciousness. And we feel that we want to chant Hare Krishna. We do not chant Hare Krishna because we are afraid if we stop chanting, something wrong might be happening, you know, coronavirus might attack us, or some other misery might fall on our head. Or we chant Hare Krishna for some material motivations, for some gain. No. We want to chant Hare Krishna because we feel happy in Krishna consciousness, because this is what makes us enthused, this is what makes us happy. And if we think about it, happiness is the most important goal in life, right? We all want to be happy. And this is the simple secret. By serving Vaishnavas, and by pleasing them, we get Krishna's mercy. Once we get Krishna's mercy, we feel enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. And because we're already happy, we have everything we can ever dream of, we don't have any material desires, right? Because material desires are there only because we feel miserable. And we are hoping, by fulfillment of the material desires, we can mitigate miserable condition we're in. And so, in here, it is specifically said that devotees wanted to please Lord Chaitanya by giving him alms and food. And since he took sannyas, they wanted to invite him to their homes, and Srila Prabhupada explains that its system, which is still current in India. So that's part of the culture. That if sannyasi is around, then he's invited for lunch. And I don't know why this verse was chosen for me. Maybe devotees wanted me to show, to share my experiences in sannyasa ashram, being invited to different people's homes. But it's quite an interesting experience that sometimes, you know, devotees invite sannyasi for lunch, and then there is a force feeding program going on. You know, sometimes it seems like they try to kill you with prasadam. You know, might be very sweet death, but and maybe the, you know, reasoning behind sannyasi is already socially dead man, so there is no harm of killing him anyway. But this is not the purpose, because sannyas life is meant to expand the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not the waistline. And therefore, it is really important to understand, if we do something, you know, there is some people, they just do not follow the culture. They just happy with abandoning the culture, which is unfortunate because it doesn't show a good example. And we see here, because Advaita Acharya, he was a leader, and he showed the best example of following the culture, so everybody else in Navadvipa wanted to follow in his footsteps and also invite Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada was saying that the purpose of creating ISKCON is training spiritual leaders for the society, brahmanas. Because he said, modern society has everything, but there is no guidance, there is no head. That's why they do crazy things, and they don't understand the consequences of what they are doing. So spiritual guidance is the greatest lacking in human society. And that's why all of us are in here in this moment, to be trained to become spiritual guides for everybody else, to become spiritual leaders. And that's why it's very important that we show the best example to everyone, and especially if we have position of seniors, it's important that we show a good example for juniors to follow, because it says that example is not one way to teach, it's the only way to teach. And it's interesting how many times in ISKCON, parents are trying to teach their children the right way to behave in Krishna consciousness. But it all depends on one single factor. If the parents themselves are following what they are trying to teach. And if parents themselves are following, then they don't even have to try to force their children to do the right thing, because they will be doing that automatically. But if the parents themselves are not following, then no matter how much they try to enforce something upon the children, it will not have the desired effect. Rather, it will have adverse effect, because children, you know, they observe that, okay, my parents are not doing that, what they're trying to make me to do. So what does it mean? What's the conclusion? it means Krishna conscious practices are hypocrisy. Right? So this is the conclusion they're coming to. And that's why instead of following, once they become kind of independent of the parental control, they don't want to have anything to do with Krishna consciousness. So actually many times the attempts to bring up the children being very strict devotees result in the opposite. And so that's very simple example how important and how powerful our own conduct is. And so if we show the example by our conduct, then that's the best way to teach, and actually the only way to teach. And so, yes, Advaita Acharya is showing the example by his behavior. He's organizing big feasts for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one example is given in this chapter itself earlier on, how Advaita Acharya organized the very first feast for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I've been to Mayapur recently, we went to the traditional Shantipur festival, which happens just a few days before Gaur Purnima. That's the day following, Dvadashi day following Amalaki Ekadashi. So it's called Govinda Dvadashi. Very famous day of departure of Madhavendra Puri, who happened to be Advaita Acharya's spiritual master and grand spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so on this day, Advaita Acharya was fortunate enough to have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house, and he organized a big feast. And then Advaita Acharya was organizing these programs for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a very regular basis. And other devotees wanted to follow in his footsteps. And this was the reason why everyone in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association enjoyed topmost levels of spiritual bliss. So it's a simple topic, not very complicated or philosophical topic, but I think it's important topic of following the culture, applying the culture in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes some people joke that the only difference between some people and yogurt is that yogurt has at least some culture, whereas some people have zero culture. Right? So we don't want to belong to that category. And so, yes, it is very important to know the culture and follow the culture in order to succeed in Krishna consciousness ourselves and help others to understand the meaning of it. And I'm quite sure that many of you have this experience. As we were mentioning, the most important aspect of culture is to please the devotees by our service, and then if we please the devotees by our service, then we feel happy ourselves. I was wondering how many of you had this experience in life. So that's why it's not theoretical, it's practical. And therefore, it is very important overall question. What can we do to learn the culture, to follow the culture, and teach the culture to other people? Because There are two cultures, if we can say like this, divine and demoniac, right? And that's why there are divine qualities mentioned in many places in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, but there are also demoniac qualities. And demoniac qualities are mentioned in chapter 16, text 4 of Bhagavad Gita. And the first demoniac quality is Damba, which is pride. So we can understand that if the first Vaishnava quality is humility, so then the first demoniac quality is pride, self-centeredness, as opposed to Krishna-centeredness in Krishna consciousness. And that's why I think it is very worthy and important question for discussion. How can we develop the culture and what's missing? Because Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness will conquer the world by education and culture. So, whereas education is theory, then the culture is practice, applied application of the theory. So, of the two, culture has even greater importance. As we can see, India, of course, being the holiest country on the planet. It's very interesting. You go to India, you know, like how many holy places are in other countries? You can hardly find any, right? You go to India and it's like one holy place after the other. Like India is full of holy places. The whole country is holy, right? So, and there are people who follow very wonderful culture. And you can see that even if these people are lacking spiritual knowledge, you just give them knowledge and they immediately become at least Madhyama Adhikaris, right? Because they already have culture. But if someone has knowledge but lacking culture, as we understand, that's not really working. That's not really producing the desired results. So that's why this is very important. And so if anyone has any thoughts on the subject and want to share, please.